Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's special broadcast is dedicated to the memory of the incomparable comedic icon, Ms. Betty White. We'll have more on Betty's legendary career a little later on this Hair Radio Show Countdown Special. Stay tuned.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Tonight's special broadcast is dedicated to the memory of the incomparable comedic icon, Ms. Betty White. We'll have more on Betty's legendary career a little later on this Hair Radio Show Countdown Special. Stay tuned. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Terry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You know what that means? That means that no man in the world can let go of this Aquarius. You dig where I'm coming from, baby? So like you see, I got something here that you don't ever want to turn down. I got something for your mind, your body, and your soul.
Your mind, your soul.
Every day of my life.
Countdown to 2022. And this is our little pre-show. We're just kind of getting things together for the broadcast tonight. So we are excited that you are tuned in. I'm bringing to the line Shakora Rodriguez Bay. Shakora, are you there?
Hey, I am here.
All right. Let me see if I can kind of work these buttons here. We want to make sure everybody has a really great time tonight. This is an important time for us, and we just want to make sure everybody enjoys themselves. I think they will. Shakora, you're in Brooklyn. I just want to make sure everybody knows where we are. I'm in Brooklyn. You're in Brooklyn. You're on one side of town. I'm on the other. Are you excited about this broadcast tonight, which starts in about 7 or 8 minutes, folks? Let me just make sure everybody knows. We're going to get it underway in about 10 minutes.
I got my party hat on. Okay, I got me some sparkling apple cider on the rocks, you know.
I was looking for the sparkling apple cider, couldn't find it. Got some. I'm going to give the name of what I did find, and it is horrible. Do not get it.
It is not.
I couldn't find sparkling apple cider, so I just got some brand. It's not good. So we'll talk about it a little later in the show. But listen, I'm excited about tonight. This is a really big show, I have to say. It really is. It's probably the most important show I do each year. And so I'm really excited about it. We've got some great guests coming up. We have a brand new contributor to the broadcast, an astrologer who will be joining us in a bit. So that's really exciting. Her name is Helena. So she'll be joining us from the West Coast. I'm real excited about that. And we've got resolutions talk with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair, Head, Heart coming up in a little while. We've got the countdown. You're going to help us kick off the countdown. We
That's right.
A gentleman who'll be a gentleman who'll be joining us for the first hour because we're going to be going until about 12:30 in the morning here. So it's going to be an evening of a lot of talk. So if you have dialed in the 516 number, you can press 1. We'll get you on the air. You know, you can do a shout out and all that wonderful good stuff. But yes, we're going to get started in just a little bit. But joining us, Statewide Chip, he's a hip-hop artist, a rapper from the South Jersey, like outside of Philadelphia area. And we're excited to get him on. He should be joining us shortly. It'll be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to it. And we have some other folks coming on board. At about each hour, we have a whole new influx of folks joining us. So you're not going to be bored, and you're going to have some great music. The music part, and I want to get this out really quickly, the music we have selected spans across the generations. So we've got everybody from Tory Lanez to, you know, Let No Man Put Us Under for the club heads from New York, New Jersey area, and Chicago and all of that good stuff, to just about everybody. Dua Lipa. So we've got everybody. Just everybody. So we'll be playing a whole variety of music, and I'm real excited about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about this huge, huge loss in entertainment. Of course, the incomparable Betty White. So we'll talk about that as well during the show and during the broadcast. So I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm excited. So lots of good stuff to get to this particular night. And this is our special nighttime, and we're going to be talking. We have a lot to get into. So we're going to get the show started in just a minute. So I'll go ahead and get on a commercial. Following all of this, we will get the show started. So kind of let's get on some more music. It is a show, a nighttime broadcast to bring in the new year. This, I think this is something that I really, really like, and I think that you guys will like it. You may have heard this, but anyway, stay with us. We've got a lot of show to get underway. We haven't even started. This is our warm-up, unofficial pre-show, if you will. So it's going to be exciting. Stay with us.
You told me that you'd never Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hine.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Kerry Hine's New Year's Eve Radio Party Countdown. I'm Kerry Hine, and I just wanted the name of this special broadcast to be clear. It's the Hair Radio Party of the Year. We're welcoming a brand new year, 2022, in, and it's our on-air party celebration of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're featuring many of our program regulars, our music, amazing advertisers, including our legacy advertisers like FixYourFeet.com, Simulating Roots, Rugged Evolution, Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, and our entire sponsorship family. We would not be able to broadcast live every day if it were not for the largesse of these visionary businesses. Please support them. It's a celebration of our amazing Hair Radio Show guests, from in and out of the hair and beauty industry to our special celebrity guest contributors. It's a celebration of information about hair tips for the enthusiasts and education for the hair industry professionals. It's a celebration of over 130 live 3-hour episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show in 2021. And it's also an important look forward at what lies ahead for all of us in the new year, 2022. Tonight, we have invited everybody to come home in this very special broadcast. Many of you are meeting on air for the very first time, and we'll be sharing their thoughts, their entire thoughts with all of us. So as we get this live nighttime special underway, let me be the very first to wish you and your family an awesome new year ahead. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hine.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of A Swayze Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hine.
Bye.
are listening to a very, very special broadcast tonight. We are live all the way from Brooklyn, New York. I'm Carrie Hines. We got a lot of folks on already tuned in who are listening to this very broadcast. I'm going to bring to the line for this very, very, I guess it's going to be a huge three-hour or pretty close to three-hour event. So we want you guys to kind of grab whatever drink you're drinking, and we'll tell you what, I'll share with you what I'm having in just a moment. But let me bring to the line Shakora Rodriguez-Bay, my co-host for this evening, as well as helping us to kick things off out of the Philadelphia area. He's an up-and-coming hip-hop artist. Hey. I want to, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Show, Statewide Chip, from down outside of Philadelphia. So, Shakora, Statewide Chip, hello, folks.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, you're live on the air, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm very
all
happy
right.
to be here tonight.
Awesome. Statewide, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. We're
okay.
Here.
Well, this is
absolutely.
Radio, folks. We're going to have you guys to make some noise. I want to introduce you to Shakora Rodriguez-Bay. Shakora is a noted hairstylist. We're going to see, well, Shakora, you are a hair artist, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, from Brooklyn, New York. And Statewide Chip, you are outside, you're outside of the Philadelphia, PA area. So I just want to make that clear.
I'm still in the Philadelphia area, but I play both sides of the bridge. So I'm both sides.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, originally from Philadelphia. So I want to go ahead and get that on out there. And while we're at it, let me shout out to everybody in Brooklyn, all over New York City, our folks down in the Philly area, all of Jersey, all the folks on the East Coast. And I have to take a moment to really greet and welcome the listeners that are tuned in. We have folks from we're heavy in the South. So I want to shout out to all the folks down south of what they say the Mason-Dixon line. Also, mm-hmm. our folks out west and our international listeners, we have folks in Ghana who are tuned in. We have folks in Australia. And Catherine, mm-hmm. who joins us on the show, who's mm-hmm. in Australia, I want to say Happy New Year to you already. And we'll be saying Happy New Year to all of our listeners in just a bit. We're going to be on the air live. And Shakora, I'm hoping you'll lead us in our countdown from 10 to 1. So we're going to have a real good time. So,
yes,
it's going to be exciting now.
We,
what was that, Shakora?
This whole show is about to be litty. Happy New Year to everybody out there listening to us right now.
Exactly.
I
agree. We're going to have a good time.
Yes,
that's
we are.
That's what I'm here for. Here for a good time.
Right.
Thank
awesome.
You for inviting
okay.
me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to, as we roll along, we're going to introduce the fans of the show to you guys a little bit more. So we've got some time. We're going to talk it on out. We're going to play some great music. We have, as you guys heard, for the folks who don't know, that's a new cut from Tory Lanez. He's a Canadian artist, just doing some amazing mm-hmm. things. Tory Lanez, he's just outstanding, and I just love his music. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
that was what we kind of kicked off with. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I've got Mariah singing "Auld Lang Syne," and I really love that "Auld Lang Syne." And I think
mm-hmm.
we'll get that on in just a bit as well. We got a whole lot of stuff. So first, let me just take a moment to tell you, for those of you who are just tuned in to the broadcast, we have a very special welcome to our brand new astrologer. Her name is Helena. And she's from out west, so she'll be on. We've got Mary Reed Johnson from out in Minneapolis. She'll be on as well with the resolutions that we're talking about. Statewide, we're going to hear from you as well in just a little bit. You know, I think we have one of your songs as well. And so I'm really excited. Okay. All right. Well, why don't we get on a little bit of music? We'll take a little commercial break with our folks who are helping us to keep the broadcast on. And we'll be right back with a lot more of the show. So we hope you stay with us. And if you would like to give a shout-out on the air, you don't have to wait. Press 1 if you dial the 516 number, and we'll go ahead and get your shout-out on. So really,
can we just give a shout out to everybody that's listening to us now?
What was that again?
Can we just give a shout out to everybody that's listening to us right now?
Absolutely. And we have a ton of folks who are tuned in. So we've got, I can see you. We've got a lot of folks all over. If you would like to shout out yourself and you tuned in now listening to us, we're live. It's about 10:13 New York time, 9:13 Central time. So press 1. That'll be our indication that you have something to say on air. And please feel free to shout out your family, your friends, shout out us, and we'll get you on the air. So I'll go ahead and get the commercial on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a lot more to come. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Fly away.
we're back live. You're listening to a very, very special edition of the Hair Radio Show. This is a nighttime version. It's really our New Year's Eve radio party countdown. And I'm bringing back to the line statewide Chip from out of the Philadelphia area. You guys just heard that. And Shakur Rodriguez-Bay, who's also in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm Carrie Hines, if you're just joining us, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. So these are our folks who'll be kind of helping us to move the show along. So again, welcome back to the show, Shakur Rodriguez-Bay and statewide Chip. All right. Awesome. So let me shout out a couple of folks while, you know, we have a moment. I want to say statewide bosses. I see there's some supporters for Statewide Chip. You guys, I want to shout you guys out. And thanks so much for tuning into the broadcast tonight. I also want to take a moment to shout out Marquita. And so, Marquita, thank you so much for being a big-time supporter of what we do. She really is just, we're going to send her all kinds of great thoughts. So thanks so much for tuning into the show.
Can we just keep a minute and just keep her in our prayers? Because right now she's going through some difficulties, you know, through COVID. So we just want to keep her in our prayers. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. So that's where you are parked, Marquita. And thank you for supporting us. We definitely wish you well. And we'll keep we're going to keep an eye on you. Okay?
Yeah.
And with that, I also want to take a moment while we're talking about all kinds of things like this. Let me just get everybody into the conversation, Shakur, and then we'll take some time. We're going to introduce you personally to Shakur Rodriguez-Bay.
Okay.
And a little bit more as well with Statewide Chip in just a moment. But I wanted to acknowledge a huge loss before we move on any further, and that is an icon in television. And her name is Betty White. So I have to really, truly say, and it's very rare that I take time on any of our live broadcasts, really, to pay tribute to folks who are not pertinent to the hair and beauty entertainment world so much. But Betty White, I feel like I've known her my entire life, really. And I have to say to a person who has led an exemplary life with regards to being an advocate for people of color, for animals and everything else out there, she spoke up where others did not so much. And she just an extraordinary. Did you guys know we lost her today? And so it's I'm still kind of processing this. Shakur, did you know Betty White? Did you know Betty White?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of Betty White. And, you know, she was an ambassador for animals. She was an amazing humanitarian, you know. There is a wealth of nation just based on her 70-plus years in this industry that we can really take from and grow from and learn from her.
Absolutely.
She was a funny lady, but she was also, you know, she was just a beautiful person, a beautiful soul. You know, may she rest in peace. You know,
and I echo that.
Yes, she will be missed.
Yes, she absolutely will. Statewide Chip, you are much younger, so you might have not known the full this, you know, woman's extraordinary career. But she was an extraordinary lady, and we're going to definitely miss her. Believe me, there's a hole in entertainment. So, we're going to just kind of take a little bit. I'm going to get on the Fix Your Feet commercial, and we'll come back and continue our celebration, because that's what her life was about. It was a celebration, and we're going to continue. She lived a long life, very long. Mm-hmm. She was almost 100 years old, literally. So, a life, her, as they say, and I really believe that, her work was truly done. So I think she made her mark. Yes.
And I'm told
folks, we'll be right back. Yes, here's Big Shafiq, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay.
There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossiesAllNaturale.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
Taking a look at resolutions. And I've asked Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart to give us a hand. Mary, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Carrie.
Yes, hello. Great to have you. Now, listen, I want to jump right on in. This is something that, you know, this time of the year, shall we say, everybody's talking about resolution. But many of us don't know how it began. We don't know why we make them. We don't know why we break them. And yet we do it every year. So, Mary, what can you tell us about resolutions?
Oh, I am so glad you asked. I know some stuff here. So,
all right.
There is a history. It's not even a new thing. They've traced a celebration back like 4,000 years ago to ancient Babylon. And they
ancient
had a
Babylon.
Babylon, 4,000 plus.
Wow.
So they had a celebration. It was like 12 days. But the thing is, it was in March. So that's when
March.
They planted crops. March. They planted crops. They had, you know, celebration, just party, party, party. They crowned their new king, all kinds of good stuff, right? And it went that way. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Spring is the start of so many things, right? But
yes,
Julius Caesar and his Roman Empire and his taking of things, right? He's the one that switched the calendar, right?
Right.
And he switched everything.
For July, I think I heard.
Well, he switched it to January.
Oh, January.
It was like 46 B.C. Yes.
Wow.
So all that celebration and new life and all that stuff that was, he switched the calendar and the day that we celebrate. And instead of it being like the 12 days,
right?
One day. And so that's when that was when one big switch happened, right?
Wow.
But fast forward a whole lot of years and a lot of religious stuff, and around 1740, one of the clergymen of whatever religion, they decided that it was a time to think about all the bad things that you did. Instead of celebrating anything, it was like time to reflect and think about bad stuff that you did and search for atonement. So, you know, there's a lot of religions that have watch night services, right? You familiar
yes,
with any
yes,
of those?
I've heard of that. Yes. Right. Yes.
So the watch night services that we have, that kind of took on some of those beliefs, right? So you're not participating in this party celebration stuff that the secular people do. And so that's another way that they started making resolutions for the next year. So you think about the past naughty things that you did, right? And you make resolutions for the next year to do better. So that's where we are right now. Yeah.
So that has remained.
Yeah,
wow.
It is definitely a thing. And so right now, instead of making religion, with making pacts to, you know, society at large, they say that about 45% of people make pacts to themselves or resolutions for themselves or promises for themselves. Guess how many percentage
wow.
are really kept, though, Carrie?
I'm going to say it's a minus zero. but no, I'll say half. We'll say folks really make an honest attempt. And let me, I'll say generally I'm believing half the folks keep it. If I look at my own personal, you know, measurement of success over the years, I'll tell you, mine would be below zero.
Wow, that's funny. Well, there's still room, my son. No
kidding. Oh, thank you, Mary.
They say that about, too funny, they say that about 8% of the people who make resolutions.
8%? That's basically nobody. I'm sorry, folks. That's like 92% of the folks do not. I thought I was like, I felt kind of badly saying that, but basically nobody. But why, okay, so Mary Reed Johnson, then why does this tradition, you know, exist or continue? What do you say to that? Why does it continue?
I think it got bastardized
so
way, way back. Yeah, it got bastardized. So when you change the date of something, you know, like, okay, spring, we know generically spring still comes, spring still here. That's replanting, that's growing, that's all the positivity and upbuilding.
Yes.
So when some group decided, well, I don't control that, so I'm going to switch it, and he put it in the wrong spot, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, he put it in the dead of winter just for control. So he bastardized it from right there. He chose the matrix. And so that is not how it's supposed to be. It's just even contrary to nature. So then they took it and they bastardized it yet again. Back to religion. And I love me some, you know, Jesus and whatnot. I didn't put the sun in the sky. But in any case, whatever you believe, when they took it and they, instead of making it a positive, uplifting, building, growing thing, like, you know, with the earth and how it works, they said, well, we're going to say this is bad, you know, and you're going to think about all the naughty things that you've done and whatever. So they twisted it. And so with all these twists and turns, then, of course, it's against your nature. Right? And the other thing that we did, we made it about, instead of community and the earth and all the positive things that are there and taking, you know, feeding into that, We fed the negative
monster.
We
turned it inward,
and
right?
And so the resolutions that we're making now are about ourselves. And so that's not even how it's supposed to be. So I think, you know, knowing these things, we can turn it around. And maybe 8% of the people already know, and that's why we even have the 8%. But it's been twisted and turned and bastardized, and we lost the true meaning. So that's why we're not successful. But we can get back on track.
Well, you know
everybody can get back on track.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this. And that's what we're going to do is take steps to get to inform you how you can get these resolutions back on track. But I'd like to lead off with Mary Reed Johnson. First of all, great job. And thank you so much on the background of resolutions and why we make them. What I'm leading to are some of our resolutions, because no matter how much the challenge is, we still make them. Whether we vocalize that we've made them to our friends, which I usually do to, you know, hold myself accountable, and I'm sure you guys do this out there as well. So I have about five that I make, and we tend, as you just reported, Mary, we tend to make several, all of us make this, you know, maybe one or two are the same. But I think maybe more than that. Okay, so I think all of us make, you know, Okay, let's take it from number five for me. I would say that my big thing that I have added would be personal relationships. So I've been hoping that I'll be able to grow closer to family, to friends, to my amazing fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, to my Facebook followers, to our co-hosts and wonderful folks, colleagues here on radio. So that's one of my big things. And then, of course, that's my number five. But Mary, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, in light of that, I have one on my list, and it's you already have a wide audience and a wide group of people. So whatever people have, I'm encouraging them as far as to make the world a better place next year, is to widen your circle of people. Add five people to your life who are different than
Oh, well, hold it, Mary. Hold that. Those are great. I'm loving that. So I'm going to give you my five, and then, yes, give us some of your wonderful things that we can overall do to look to improve our lives. So my number five was personal relationships, okay? My number four, clean up my social media. That's my resolution for 2022, so that you guys out there know for this year, for this wonderful celebration time. So that's my big thing, social media cleanup. Mm. What's third on my list is make mo' money. I call it the 3 M's. Make mo' money. And that means a focus on finance. Yes, looking to see some of the things that I did great during the year and looking ahead at some of the things that I plan to do following this amazing time in our lives, as we all know.
Yeah.
And number two on my amazing list, you're going to be surprised about this, but it is, like everybody else, eat better. Eat better, which means taking a look at some of my dietary concerns, some of the ways that, you know, I'm, you know, not looking, eating more vegetables, bad dietary habits, casting them to the side, and looking to improve my vegetarian intake, more natural foods and less processed foods, if at all, and that kind of, in that kind of vein. And would you like to know the number one, my number one resolution for this wonderful season? Would you like to know what that is, Mary? You guys out there can pretty much guess. Health. You want to care of your health. So I guess number two kind of feeds into that, literally. But yes, I want to kind of exercise, right? I want to exercise on a daily basis, at least 3 times a week. So not to overdo it, because I think, going back to what you said, Mary, when you aim too high, it becomes too much of a challenge. So you're less inclined to keep that. And if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you don't get back on. So my belief is, if you fall off the wagon, you pretend like you didn't, and then you just keep right on going.
Wow.
So that's my big number. That's my five, big resolutions.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
The new smooth. All right, we're back live. I'm Carrie Hines. It is our New Year's Eve radio party countdown. And I'm bringing back to the line my help for the evening. And we're bringing in we got some more folks who'll be joining us in just a moment. I'm happy to get them all on. But first, we still have some folks who helped us to kick off tonight, and that's Shakur Rodriguez-Bay, natural hair artist and so much more out of Brooklyn, New York. We're going to talk to her a little bit.
as well as statewide CHIP, who is from Philadelphia area. So really good stuff and really excited. And then we're gonna welcome in some a whole another set of folks who are all standing by. So really, really good stuff. So Shakur, let's turn to you. And again, we're live, folks. Let us just get that on out there. We're live tonight. So what do you say, Shakura? Because I described you as a hair artist. But, if you know, going back, I know I've known you for a long, long time. And, you know, you're a very well-known optician. So can you tell us, along the spectrum of natural hair, where does locks fit in for the folks who are tuning in tonight for the first time who know nothing about the hair and beauty industry? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So locks, you know, is an excellent alternative for natural hair. So, you know, a lot of people have chosen to lock their hair to allow it to grow and to flourish. You know, it's very complimenting. And so, you know, it's a lot of people who are interested in locking their hair, you know, just need to know that, you know, locks require maintenance. And so you have to have a maintenance plan. You know, if that plan is once a month, once every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you have to have a plan for the maintenance in order for your locks to grow and to flourish and to look well and to complement you.
Absolutely.
And, to be healthy.
And I just want to jump in and say what Shakur is talking about are cultivated locks. So this, you know, for those folks who are aware of, you know, the free form locks and all of that, or free form style, you know, of just leaving your hair pretty much and going on about your business.
Free forming, we have clients that come in for free forming, so they don't get retwisted and a whole lot of the product.
Right.
But that even requires a maintenance. You need to wash your hair. You know.
Oh well,
so even if you're free,
you know, let me just lead in with that. Absolutely. And so,
you know,
we just want to make sure we didn't leave anybody out of the conversation.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So thank you very much for that, Shakur. But yeah, so, you know, but not all salons manage both, though. So I do want to point that out. But I'm glad you guys do. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So listen, I'm grateful to have you on the show. And also, let's take a moment. We got a lot to get to tonight, so I better probably move it along. But I want to say this. Shakur, you are on with us on Wednesday mornings about, we have you about 8 o'clock, so, which has been just awesome and doing a great job. So thank you so much. So we'll have you. Yes, you'll be on next week. We're really excited. We return to the airways, folks, on Tuesday. Tuesday at 6 in the morning. We're back mornings. On Tuesday, January 4th. And that itself is a special broadcast. You'll hear from a lady who's joining us in just a little bit, our brand new astrologer colleague, if you will, Helena. She'll also be on the show again on Tuesday. And then later on Tuesday, we have Vet Talk host Michael Hopkins and his Michael's Angels panel. You'll hear from them in just a little bit tonight. And they'll be with us as well live every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern. Now, guess what? I do want to say this, and then we'll turn to statewide CHIP. Next week, we're celebrating our 600. Are you guys ready for this? 650th broadcast of the live morning show. So it'll be Tuesday is the show number 649. Wednesday is show number 650. So I don't know how much more celebrating you guys got in you, but we're going to have to continue the celebration into next week because I'm super excited about that. 650 shows. And mind you, each show is 3 hours. So make sure, you know, we want to make certain that you're aware that this is a huge endeavor and a huge accomplishment for all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So lots of good stuff. All right. So statewide CHIP, you're up, folks. Oh, go right ahead. Was that you, Shakur?
No, I was just saying you must be extremely proud of yourself for such an accomplishment.
Well, you know what? Thank you for saying that. It's more so about the folks that we help. This is over 25 years for me in my career, and it's about helping the folks, education, information that we send out to, you know, to people. It's been extraordinary. We've had newsmakers on, everybody from TV's Lisa Bloom, she's one of the TV top attorneys, to Benjamin Crump. You guys know him. He's one
lawyer.
You know, represents all the families who are, you know, have these disputes with police, to music artists. Everybody that you can imagine. The queen of Twitter right now is Dionne Warwick. And, of course, she was with us. Cece Peniston, Melba Moore. We've had Tony Terry. So many artists on, in addition to the hair extraordinaire folks out there. And TV personalities. We had the ladies from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Cynthia was on, Cynthia Bailey. We've had Marlo Hampton, all these amazing people. We had a long list of folks who've been on our broadcast. And we are going to continue that tradition. So you ask if I'm proud. Yes, I'm proud. But, again, I'm proud of the work that we've been able to do. And next month, we have some extraordinary things happening in January, so I'm really, really proud of that. We're bringing back to the show the one and only Dr. Michael Obeng, the miracle doctor who helped the glue girl, the glue hair girl. He'll be back on our show, and he's all the way from Beverly Hills, California. He'll be joining us, and so I'm super excited. And then we're talking to folks with regards to incarceration. It's important that we stay connected with our community. And so we're bringing back to the line these folks who do special reports on the whole unfair treatment of people of color in incarceration. So we're looking at parents in prison.
That's a big deal.
So that's a special news report. And so much that's happening on the show next month. So we are real happy. So I'm not going to bore you any longer with that. We'll tell you a little bit more about it later on in the show. I've got to turn to my man, Mr. Statewide Chip, who so excited about. And I know a lot of folks at our shows, we've had folks on who have started music careers, but this young man really got on my radar, and I've just been very impressed. And he comes with a great team of folks that I'm just so proud to know them and just be supportive of his career. It is my great honor to welcome a recording artist, Statewide Chip, to the broadcast. So, Statewide, how are you doing tonight? He's wearing a different hat also. Am I right, Shakura?
Yes,
we've got him on, and he's helping us co-host. The hour. So Statewide, what do you want to say tonight? First of all, welcome again to the broadcast. And are you having a good time tonight?
I am. And thank you for having me. It's definitely a lit time right now. It's New Year's. We trying to be as lit as we can.
Well, listen, I want to talk for a moment about your music and also the name Statewide Chip. Every time I think of Statewide Chip, Statewide anyway, I think of the liquor store down in Pennsylvania. Where did the name Statewide come from, and what does it mean?
Statewide comes from just us being, we've been respected amongst state lines for a long time. So it's just like from Philadelphia to New Jersey to Delaware, it's just we connect a lot of different lines, and we just try to bring everything that we can bring to the table as far as, you know, business-wise, just through state lines. So whatever it means from Philadelphia to Delaware to Baltimore or whatever, if it's about business, if we can connect and if we can make money, then we about that. So it's just, you know, Statewide Boss, we just get to it wherever we can get to it at. And that's what I feel makes us different.
Well, are the bosses still there? Are the Statewide bosses there? They've been awfully quiet.
Yeah. No, they still here. They definitely still out here.
We're shouting them out again on the Hair Radio Show on our special New Year's Eve party night countdown. So real excited for that. and thank everybody for tuning in. All right, well, you know what, Statewide Chip, I want to give everybody a taste of what you do. So I think I have I've got a song cued already to kind of bring on for just a moment. It's kind of short, but I wanted to get it on. And then after that, we've got a whole flock of folks who'll be joining us in just a moment. You don't want to miss these guys. They are big-time radio personalities. I'm going to put that on out there. And they'll be joining us in just a moment. They're from the Vet Talk Radio Show, and we'll get them on in just a moment. Statewide Chip, this is a great song of yours. Okay, so take a listen, folks, and we'll talk a little bit more on the other side.
This shit is funny, man. It's
funny. This
shit crazy. It is what it is, though.
Oh, man, it is what it is. Fuck it.
Statewide Boss.
Statewide Boss.
Statewide fucking Chip. Duck a foot. We back to it.
What's happening, Clint Beach? What?
I guess it's funny how people smile when you come round. Laugh it up with you, but will frown soon as you turn around. Praise you while the sun's up, but I'll curse you when it go down. It be some close folks that should've hurt you when it go down. It make you wanna throw down, but wait, let me slow down. I'm making heavy moves, I gotta think more like a boss now. Just got the load, it got me thinking, break it all down. Send it up the road and give it legs and let it walk round. Give a couple days to hit the jack and tell me come now. So I drop off and pick up, then repeat, it's a flow now. What's funny, I can see the defeat starting to show now. They talking, I can hear their defeat all on they flow now. Me and my team speeding while they praying, now be slow down. Hit the block on cruise, see a frown, so we don't slow down. It's no case for a boss, we was 95 southbound. In the night of towns with all they bitches trying to hang round. We come round, fuck it up, leave them hurting like a hangnail. Pretty beaches with bad bitches with pretty features. Different cities and different studios, I'm doing features. Fake managers, it really turned out to be needless. When I told you that I had my squad, nigga, I mean it. When I told you Clint Beast on the board, what the meanest, I mean it. You niggas just at least a demon. And I'm a bomb on everything, just to flex on you leeches. They just put me in the game, you see me next to bleachers. I got mine from the muscle, you was scamming like a preacher. Niggas learn to hustle, can't forget the teacher. See, I taught him how to hustle, he said fuck the teacher. So now we up and certain niggas don't know how to reach us. I was taught as a youngin' cut the snake by his head. If you cut him by his tail, it still kill you with his head. I tell him no love lost, I never wish him dead. But the love I once held for him is starting to fade. And I ain't never been a bitch so we can shoot the fade. I beat your ass and scoop you up and tuck you in your bed. It's out of love, cause all the rest you catch you doing head. Dang,
God damn,
fucked up, let me clear my head. Yeah, never pull it. It's cool. I'm in a different bag, my only goal is to win. See every lane wide open, I ain't trying to fit in. I'm just trying to sip and slide until I work my way in. And once I'm in, I make it work like a trainer in gym. Corporate niggas and Tims, yeah, we soon to be them. Officers decide the law, she'll get lost if you spin. Pounds of the best tree, will lift you off before 10. And every few days, we getting more flavors in. I've been a boss since the youngin', still was candy then. They said our name three times, cause we was candy men. And 3A still reigns, cause we was really them. They tried to tell me I wouldn't make it, was silly them. See, I was running like bad boy, I did it them. So when they see me, won't recognize me like Lil' Kim.
Ain't no words,
no, ain't no rap, nigga.
When we see you, we see you.
And it's on.
Duck and fuck.
Straight like that.
Stay wide, chip.
Stay my boss, nigga.
Ain't no more to it.
Ain't no more rap.
Fix your face, you hate motherfucker.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. You are listening to our very special nighttime countdown. It's New Year's Eve. We're actually on live, folks. It's about 2 minutes before 11 o'clock at night. We go into our countdown hour, and real excited about that. I wanted to take a moment, and then Shakura and also Statewide will join us again, but I wanted to bring to the line a gentleman who I have gotten to know very, very well. You guys just heard his commercial play from Rugged Evolution. Beard Care Company. We're talking about the one and only Arrington Gavin. Welcome again. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
What's going on, my friend? How you doing? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. Listen, if you guys are really just joining us, you might not be S for me, but I want to remind you guys, especially our avid listeners, they know that commercial. And they, you know, we play it here, and I want to say thank you while everybody's listening to the broadcast tonight, officially, because it is because of you, one of our legacy advertisers. Those are folks who've been with us for already years, going into years already. And we are excited because of you and your largesse, Arrington. We spoke about all of you guys earlier in the broadcast. We're here tonight. So I wanted to take a moment because you're doing some exciting things. We're not just putting on commercials and putting out people things here and there. But tell everybody a little bit more about Rugged Evolution Beard Care and what you're up to, because you're up to a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he is really out there doing it. So tell the folks, this is your time to shine, Arrington Gavin.
Well, first, I want to, again, thank you, Carrie, so much for having me on your show. And like you said, we've been a part of the Hair Radio family for,
a while.
Like you said, years. And
yes.
And every year is amazing, and we truly appreciate it, and we just enjoy the show. A little bit about Rugged Evolution Beard Care. It is an all-natural men's grooming line that is cater to men with facial hair, not just beards, goatees, mustache, all around facial hair. It's a great product. We actually, we're going on about 5 years now with Rugged Evolution Beard Care. We're available we can check out our website, ruggedevo.com. We're also available in walmart.com, Amazon, multiple omni-channel sites, as well as retail stores based out in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area. And just growing, and our main focus is helping change the narrative when it comes to, you know, beards and facial hair. You can still be a man of distinction whether you work in corporate America or a labor worker, but you can still be a man of distinction while rocking a well-groomed beard. So that's just a little bit about a Rugged Evolution Beard Care.
Well, beards are huge. Beards are absolutely huge. And literally huge these days. But I want, you know, some of the things you're doing out there, you're doing a lot for the community. You're doing a lot more than putting out great products, which you are. But you're supporting the community. And I see you all over the place and taking pictures with all the folks. And, you know, it's quite amazing. So why is it so important that you connect with folks who are coming up after you in the community?
Well, for one, I definitely want to thank my parents. They raised me to be a humble kid. You know, they raised me to, you know, when you see someone in need, hey, you lend a helping hand regardless. You know, you always lend a helping hand, see what they need. And also, too, this is me just saying thank you to the community because they're the ones that are, you know, that have built me, you know, at least in the Hampton, in my hometown. We have huge supporters here. We have loads of repeat customers, and this is just me thanking them in return. But one of my main focuses, giving back to the community, is helping our youth. You know, youth males, ages 13 to 18, because I know that we have so many creators out there in the world that just need the proper guidance, resources, and just that boost to help motivate them. And, you know, let them know that, hey, you can do so many things. You don't have to just rely on one thing. You are so creative. You can do multiple things. And, you know, that's what kind of our foundation, Rugged Evolution Foundation, does. We started off with our backpack drive, which, I mean, in the two years that we've had it, I think we've given out about a little over 1,000 backpacks filled with school supplies. And we're continuing to work on a mentorship program. And we're gonna keep on. You know, we've given free products to our local law enforcement here to try and help build the gap between law enforcement and the community. We've done a few things in the area and out of state as well. And I mean, again, I'm a people person. I'm a people person, and I love helping others out, and I love being a cheerleader for everybody. So it's just,
well, listen,
I'm a yes man.
Folks out, you're doing a great job. And I have to say, Arrington, because when we resume our 24-hour network next month over at hairradio.com, I'm so excited because we're bringing back your podcast. This man does a podcast on top of everything else as well. So we are so excited. I have to say, I thought I was a busy man in the hair business, but I think I have definitely met my match out there. So, Arrington Gavin,
you,
I have to say.
You're way busy than me.
Oh, I don't know. Well, listen, we are excited about Rugged Evolution. You guys have the right name. And we want to remind everybody, your website, would you share that with everybody where we can send folks who want to find out more about Rugged Evolution?
Yes, our website is ruggedevo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com. You can check out all of our products there. You can also check out some of our local retail stores if you're in the Hampton Roads area. You can also follow us on all of our social media. And actually, you can also download our – we just launched a free app. We have our new free app that's out, the Revolution Beard Care, which gives you everything, our newsletters, of course, our products where you can shop at, the location, and also go to our podcast as well. And we're available on the Google Play Store, and we're coming very soon to the App Store. So we have a lot of great things going on.
Well, on that note, I want to say ruggedevo.com is the website, Rugged Evo, right? So thank you so much. Yes, that is just awesome. Beard Care Company, I have to say, awesome work. Listen, Arrington, I also want to shout out to your amazing team. I mean, I always speak with Dee. She's just amazing. So thank you so much for all that you're doing. And thank you for supporting this show. Okay. Stand by. I want you to stand by. We're going to be doing a countdown within the hour. So we want you guys around, okay? And enjoy remaining parts of this broadcast. All right. Stay with us, okay?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Arrington Gavin, again, we're talking about Rugged Evolution. Let me just get his commercial. I want you guys to hear this commercial so you'll be able to make the connection.
Ladies, love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, folks, we are back live, and we have a full house to get to tonight, so I'm going to kind of move things along. We are live on this New Year's Eve radio party. And just real excited. We've got some really interesting things ahead. I want to bring back to the line Shakora Rodriguez-Bay. And also, we're going to bring back Statewide Chip as well to the line. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being on. Statewide, that was quite a song. I think we woke up a lot of folks. Great job. Great job that. But, yeah, real talent. Real talent.
Thank you for having me.
Shakora, did you say you have a question for Statewide?
Yes, I do. Hi.
Okay.
So, are you a writer? Did you write those lyrics?
Absolutely. I write everything. Okay. I'm from the muscle. Like, everything that you hear from me is from me.
Awesome.
So,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Statewide. Go right ahead.
No. Just to answer that question, like, absolutely, yes. That was me.
That's wonderful.
So if you want to know where that came from or whatever, that was me and my creativity. And the rest of my Statewide boss, we on the same type of thing. Like, we don't want to give anybody... We don't want to facade anybody. We don't want to give anybody anything that's not real. We just want to give everybody us. So when we rap, it's real. Like I'm like if I got a song, it's real. You'll be able
right.
to.
Well, that's what I love. That's exactly why I wanted to have you on the show, and that's why
absolutely.
I'm getting involved with what you guys are doing. So continue what you're doing, statewide, Chip. And we're gonna bring. You're gonna have to add New York to that statewide lineup you've got down there. Okay, so
that's what we're talking about, statewide and worldwide or hybrid.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna park you guys for just a bit. It's time to bring on. I'm going to turn to some of the other folks. Statewide, Chip, I want to thank you. I'm gonna have you to just hang out for a little bit while we move over to our Vet Talk folks and continue to stay with us. And Shakura, yes, we're going to have you to hang in there for just a moment.
Okay.
I want to bring to the line on this very special nighttime countdown. These are folks that really came on board not all that long ago and just kind of have been with us. Like you heard Arrington Gavin from Rugged Evolution talk about Legacy Advertiser. He's been with us for years already. And so these folks are, they've been with me for a long time as well. We're going to call them some Legacy program folks. But I want to bring to the line Michael Hopkins. He's out of, I'm going to try to say this, Spotsylvania, Virginia, another Virginia person. So Arrington was from Virginia as well. This Michael, let me see if I can get him to the line. Michael Hopkins, who is the host, the radio host of Vet Talk Radio Show. So let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins. Michael, are you there? Did you fall asleep, Michael?
Oh, no, I'm live. I'm wide awake.
You are live and you are on the air. Okay, well, awesome. Michael Hopkins, I want to take a moment to thank you for being part of our roster of talent here at Hair Radio. I want to thank you for being on this very special nighttime edition, our countdown, kind of like Dick Clark. You know who that is. You're from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
He was from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Philadelphia. So, but you're down in Virginia now.
Oh yeah, just enjoying my retirement here down in Virginia, right outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and we're about an hour away from D.C., an hour away from Richmond, so we're kind of in between the two major metropolitan cities.
I see. Well, listen, I wanted to, you know, we big show tonight, and I wanted to take a moment to tell everybody about Vet Talk Radio Show. What is Vet Talk Radio Show? What is it about?
Pretty much Vet Talk Radio Show is all about helping veterans with the claims and the compensation process. That's a lot of what we do. Because as veterans, myself, I'm a disabled American veteran, proud of it, and I'm what you call a 100% permanent and total veteran due to injuries I sustained while in the United States Army.
Wow.
And basically what we do is we just break it down for a lot of the veterans and a lot of their families just to explain to them and your fans, our fans, just to explain to them what it's like to be a considered a disabled American veteran and the trials and the tribulations that you go through just to get the compensation and the help that you need as a veteran here in the United States of America. That's what the show is all about, Gary.
Well, listen, it airs Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern Time. Right in our wheelhouse of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So just like you've dialed the 516 number to listen to tonight's broadcast, tune in Tuesday morning at 8:30, and you'll hear Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show play. Awesome. They do a great job. In fact, I want to kind of bring on his panel. He has, we call them the Angels. And just take a quick moment. I know we got a lot to get to a little bit in this show. So we'll be kind of brief. But I want to bring to the line some folks who help Michael each week. And I've gotten to just appreciate these wonderful ladies. We call them the angels, Noor Jahan, Katrina, and Miss Nicole. Nicole, I'm going to see if we can, yeah, there she is. Okay, wonderful. So these are the angels. Michael, these are your angels. Nicole, hello. How are you doing this evening?
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
You're wonderful. Okay, good to hear. Noor Jahan. And
hey,
Katrina,
hello.
Yes, awesome,
yeah,
awesome.
Hey.
Okay, listen, you guys are in the South, so I'm going to really quickly say, Noor Jahan, you're out of Clarksville, Tennessee. Nicole, you're out in Water Valley, Mississippi, and Katrina is from Paris, Texas. We got the whole country on this broadcast tonight. Are you guys having fun? So I see you were listening to the show. Have you guys been enjoying the broadcast tonight?
Yes, it's been wonderful.
Definitely.
Awesome.
I've been listening
Thank
to
you
everyone.
Guys. Well, listen, one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on with Michael Hopkins, again, he's the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys are the angels. Often you join him on the air. What are some of the things that this means to you, being part of this whole operation in radio? Nicole, why don't we start with you? What does this whole thing being in radio mean to you?
It's just a wonderful opportunity to educate people, those that are veterans that have been struggling to go through the claims process, and it's basically just education, just educating people. It's just such a great experience being able to do that and help people be able to go through that process and just, you know, change their lives in doing so.
Yes. Awesome. And Noor Jahan, who always, you keep us right on point. It's great to have you on the show and to be part of it. I just enjoy speaking with each of Michael's angels, Katrina, Noor, and Nicole. So, Noor, what would you like to say? Same question. How does it feel to be part of this radio process?
It's awesome. I mean, I'm just humbled that we are able to be a part of this project because it's bigger than us. And when we're able to help so many people, you know, that's a servant leader that we are. And so we get so many people saying, thank you for sharing. Thank you for this show because I didn't know half this stuff. And the things that Michael shares on the radio, on the show itself, is just mind blowing. Because I'm always taking notes because I didn't know all this stuff either. And I'm more knowledgeable now. Yeah.
Awesome.
Now just from listening to Michael and what he shares for all the vets.
Well, listen, and for you guys out there, and this is your first time tuning in to what we do, we'll be on Tuesday. Tuesday is our next live show. And so what happens is we start the Hair Radio Show at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then at 8:30, Michael was on for a half hour with the Vet Talk Radio Show. So when you dial in the 516 number at 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, and that's January 4th of 2022, you'll be able to hear us live on the air. And again, it's our show number 649 on Tuesday and then 650 on Wednesday. You don't want to miss either of those shows. Thank you very much, Noor. Katrina, are you there?
Absolutely.
Out of Texas? Not Houston, but Paris, Texas. How are you doing tonight?
Yes.
And are you having fun?
I'm good. Oh,
good.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's been a great year.
Oh, yes, it has.
Yeah, so what are you looking forward to next year, Katrina?
I'm just looking forward to see what else Michael's going to pull up out of that hat because so far
he's got a lot. Yeah.
He's already done gave me
the magician
enough that now even if I come across a veteran and they speak and talk to me about some of their issues, I can pretty much like hold a conversation with them about it and like I give them my number and told them to reach out to me because I can put them with someone who can help them further.
Exactly. And not to interrupt you, but I just want to say to that, make sure and tell the folks to tune in because they get a lot of information right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30, okay?
Yes,
all right, Katrina, thank you. Yeah, so did you have anything else to add to that, Katrina?
Oh, no. Just ready to
all
see
right.
what is going on for the night.
Well, listen, we're going to show you, so thank you so much. Okay, Michael's Angels. Michael, thank you, Michael Hopkins. So we'll see you back here on Tuesday morning. Am I right, Mr. Michael Hopkins?
Yes, sir. We will be back
all
here
right.
live Tuesday morning.
Live, okay.
Live
well, don't go anywhere tonight. We're going to have you guys standing by, okay? So don't go anywhere. We're going to have you to
all
co-host
right.
with us for the hour. So stand by. I'll be checking back in with you
yes,
guys.
Sir.
All right, so
okay.
this is our countdown hour. This is actually our countdown hour, so we are excited. It's about 11:20 New York time, and I'm real excited. I'm hoping we still have Shakur Rodriguez-Bay standing by to help keep us company. And also, I'm just, you know, happy to be talking to you guys out there. We're really happy to have you on board with us. So, Shakur,
yeah.
are you having fun?
I am. I'm learning a lot, too, listening
yeah,
to
me
such
too,
wonderful
me too, me too.
Have.
Yeah.
We have lined up.
Yeah, we've got a good team, so we're real happy
yeah.
about it. Okay, well, listen, why don't we take a little bit of a music break, okay? So this is, this is one of my favorite songs, you know, and I played it, I just absolutely love this song, and we'll be back. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. And stay with us. Stay with us. So when we come back, Shakur, we'll get on more of the resolutions, the resolution talk that I think folks want to hear as well. So I think that'll be
okay.
really awesome. And we're just going to have a lot more to go. Stay with us, folks.
One, two, three, ho!
That's the man got three. Remember, we'll use the three. You understand?
Yeah, I'm real.
Yeah, we'll use the three. Take them on home, Fred. Take them. Get them. Get the stuff together. And turn that funky soul.
Personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, folks, we're back live. You're listening to a very special nighttime edition of the all-new Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and it's about 11:30 at night on this New Year's Eve, and I'm so excited to kind of bring to the line just an extraordinary member of my family who's with other folks. Now, these are my actual real-life family folks who I'm just surprised because I didn't know you guys knew how to tune into the Hair Radio Show, so what a surprise. Nephew Dennis, Aaron,
yes,
and the whole family, Belinda, everybody out there, hello.
Yeah.
How are you guys? You're live on the air. Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes.
We all the way live. Are
yes,
you on your
so
way to Philly?
I should be, right? Dennis, so where are you guys? Are you in Philadelphia right now?
Yes, we are at Philadelphia at the Windsor Hotel down 17th and the Parkway.
Really? Wow. Well, let me shout out that this is my actual wonderful family and my nephew, Dennis, who I've got to introduce you. I've been saying I'm going to introduce you to Michael Hopkins. We just had him on the show, who is a veteran as well. I told him so much about you, so I told off, I'll have to try to get you guys on together at some point. So who's there, Nephew Dennis? Tell me, who's down there with you?
Okay, starting from my left to my right, I got my Muda, Denisha.
Yes. Hello, Denisha.
And then I got Cousin Shaq.
Hello, Cousin Shaq.
Yeah. And hopefully
right.
soon to be Cousin Nadja. Nadja, Tyreek's girlfriend.
Okay, hi, Nadja.
and then I got Tizzy to my right.
Hello, Tizzy, my wonderful new niece. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Katie. Happy New Year.
My sister, Nikki.
Yes, hello, Monique. How are you?
Hello, Kerry, your favorite niece.
I'm impressed. Wow. Okay. What a surprise.
We're going to move on past her.
Okay.
Got cousin Aaron.
Yeah, the new year will be here. Nephew Aaron, hello. Okay. Wonderful.
And I got his friend Jamal. Jamal's in the house.
Jamal, okay. All right, awesome. Well, welcome, everybody. I want to thank everybody. First of all, what a big surprise. For you fans out there who tune into the Hair Radio Show, I'm always talking about the family, and it's nice that they surprised me tonight with a call on New Year's Eve. So I didn't even think they would be listening to the Hair Radio Show. So what a big surprise. So listen, I'm going to put you guys back out there. I want to thank you for calling in. And I got a special treat coming up right after midnight. So, you know, you guys stay tuned. And thanks so much. You're enjoying the show.
Do we get to win something, like some gift cards, some money or something, Uncle Kerry? I mean, what's going on?
As a matter of fact, you do. Yes, you do.
We got to start the new year off right.
Yes, we do have some giveaways. Yes, we do. So how it works, I'll fill you in, but I'll tell you a little bit coming up after today's show. So stay tuned, and I'll fill you in. Okay.
All right,
so
we're
going to
stay
surprise.
Tuned, Uncle Kerry. Yes.
Folks, listen, we've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Show to go. We'll go through a commercial break. We'll be right back.
All right. Okay, Uncle Kerry.
All right.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Terry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossiesAllNaturale.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
All right, we're back live. I'm Terry Hines, and it's our New Year's Eve radio party night countdown. I'm so excited. Let me get back on the line with one of the amazing co-hosts tonight. I'm going to give a round of applause. Shakora Rodriguez Day out of Brooklyn, New York. Shakora, you've been doing a great job. Have you been enjoying the show?
I love the way you say my full name.
Shakora like, Rodriguez Bay. Well, it's a beautiful name. It really is.
You make it sound so luxurious. Thank you so much.
Well, it is, and so are you. So folks are getting to know you tonight, and that is really awesome. And I just want to remind folks, you know, you're a noted loctician. You do so much. You even make dolls, I mean, on top of everything else. And you're just a great spirit. You're a creative force. And that's
Thank you.
I just appreciate about you so much. Now, listen, did you happen to catch my actual family got on and surprised me? I didn't know that at all.
That's amazing.
I was just blown away.
Yeah,
it's a big family. They're out of Philadelphia. Out of the Philly area. So my wonderful, well, my nephew who is in Virginia area, he's visiting over to my sisters and all of those folks down in Philly. And they've just been wonderful. So a lot of Philly presence on the show tonight.
Yeah,
you know, big Philadelphia presence, right?
Yeah, shout out to Philly.
Yeah, shout out to Philly. But we're representing Brooklyn tonight as well.
Yes.
So just wanted to say that. Okay, so Shakora, we have a moment.
Yes.
I know we're about to go into our big countdown in about less than 20 minutes. And what's going to happen? Let's tell everybody what's going to happen. So when we get down to the last 60 seconds or so, then Shakora's going to help to lead us in the countdown. And the countdown goes something like 10, 9, 8. You know, kind of like what Dick Clark was doing. And so I'm real excited about that. And I think at that point we'll go ahead and get the Mariah song on, Old Lang Syne. Old Lang Syne. Can never say that. Yeah, we'll get that on. And we're going to just enjoy ourselves. We'll be on still for about another 20 minutes or so. So we're going to wrap up with some of the things that we're looking forward to. So I think we have another piece as well to get out there for you guys as well. And I think we'll just hold on to – I was hoping we could get our wonderful – I don't know. We'll try to get on our astrologer. So we'll see if we can do that. So Shakora, what else are you looking forward to in this upcoming – in this new year? Are you going to stay focusing on hair, or are you going to stay on your dolls? And you do some other stuff. Tell everybody some of those wonderful things.
Yeah, you know, I consider myself a multidimensional artist, you know. So I'm more than just a hair artist, a natural hair artist, a soft sculpture artist, a doll artist. I make, you know, amazing hair products as well. I make face masks. Really beautiful face masks that are beaded, something, you know, that make you happy and want to wear, you know, to cover your face. And
the face coverings,
you know,
which I love. These are designed by you, though.
Masquerade masks and fabulous face coverings. They're amazing. And so, like, I do so many different things, but to tie it all together, for me and what I try to kind of give others the idea that, you know, craft as therapy, you know, there's healing in crafting and artistry, you know. So no matter what your creative medium is, no matter what it is, you can literally heal through your art. And so right now, you know, we're at a period, you know, in time where a lot of people are hurting, a lot of people are suffering. And so, you know, you're not alone. And what you can do to help yourself at this time is find a creative medium, find an artistic medium, and get into it. You know, it takes you away from anything sad. It will really... give you the therapy that you need to self-soothe. We have to learn how to self-soothe today.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, so we have tools, you know, that we don't even realize that we have, but we have them. Figure out what it is that you like to do. Do it. Do it well, you know, in every aspect of it. Yes.
I'm going to be checking back with you on this as we move along to midnight.
Okay.
We'll all get on to our countdown, and then we have some wonderful things to share. And it looks like we can get on our astrologer, so please look forward to that. That's going to be nice.
Okay.
As well as more on resolutions. But I want to hear all about that. And we're going to talk a little bit on some of the things for next year. Like, I want to talk about what I would love to, what do they call it, where you project what you think is going to happen? You know, what do they call that? Like, you give your, you know, I'll have to look it up. But it's, you know, we're saying that this is going to happen, a projection of what we –
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a word for it. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about in next year, in 2022, what we think is going to happen worldwide. And
like
I've got some surprises. Well, we'll talk about it. Okay. So, yeah, let's take a little bit more of a music break. I've got, this is my favorite new song. And I love this fellow's voice. Like I said, he's a Canadian artist. Who got into some legal trouble. His name is Tory Lanez. But great, great new song. I think Madonna's trying to sue him as well for this song because he's using a sample from her big hit way back in the day. So some of you guys will recognize that. But it's a wonderful new song out there. So I think you guys will really like it. And we'll keep it right here for a whole lot more of this broadcast. I'm super excited. So I think you guys are going to have a little fun. And then, so Shakura, you're going to lead us on our countdown, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to hear. So this new song by Tori, it's called Pluto's Last Comet. I know that's a name and a half, but here, take a listen and we'll talk on the other side. Just stay with us. More to go.
Mine. Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, on television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
All right, we are back live on this evening. We're talking about our radio party night countdown, nighttime show. Yeah, so this is really exciting. I'm bringing back Shakur Rodriguez-Bay, who's been helping us on the line. Hello. And thank you so much for being part of this. Yeah, this has been really nice.
Yes, it is very
nice. And a lot of information, I got to say. But the time went by so fast. It's almost time for the countdown. And our Grand Marshal, Ms. Shakur Rodriguez-Bay, is going to lead us in our countdown. And I'm going to see if we can get Michael back with us, Michael, Noor, and Katrina, and see if we can get them on the line. I don't know if Nicole's still around, but we'll try to join in, and we can all do a nice countdown at you know, in a couple of minutes. Might as well do it together. We're here, and let's make our voices be heard. It has been just a great broadcast. Yeah. So what have you? What's been your thoughts tonight? Because you've been with us throughout the broadcast tonight, Shakur. What goes through your mind?
Well, I'm just thinking about all of the wonderful guests that you've had on tonight. You know, and the products that some of your guests are offering, you know, such as the beard. What is it again?
Yes. Yeah, the beard, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, yes.
Yes,
yeah, that was great.
You know, I know a lot of men who have beards. I have sons, they have beards, and, you know.
Sure, And he has a complete line. So check out ruggedevo.com, and you'll know what we're talking about. But, yeah, I'm loving this. And but I also want to say you've done a lot, and I want to remind folks that you will be with us on Wednesday morning about 8 New York time, keeping us, you know, in the know on hair and all that you're doing out there. And I think it's going to be just exciting. So we're looking forward to you. You'll actually be on our 650th show. So that's on Wednesday. So that's a very special broadcast, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to continue the celebration. Yeah, so that's going to be live. Really, really nice. And so Tuesday we're on. That's our 649th show. And we'll have the astrologer on there. Michael Hopkins will be there as well. And it should be a lot of fun. I'm super, super hyped. Let's see if we can get him on the line really fast. Michael Hopkins, we're putting out an APB. Are you there? Are you still hanging on there, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, yes, I am here.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to also reach out to a couple of your producers, Noor Jahan, are you still there? Katrina, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Awesome, guys.
what I'd like to do with Shakora Rodriguez Bay. Shakora, meet Michael's panel, because I think you had a chance to meet Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk in the recent week. But, yeah, so, guys, meet Shakora Rodriguez Bay. You'll be hearing a lot more from this lady and vice versa from Michael's Angel. So we're so excited. I think we have a couple of them on the line. Noor Jahan and Katrina.
Yes.
Right now,
yes,
and
nice
Nicole
to meet
will be
you.
With us next time. Yes,
yes, nice to meet
she was
you.
On earlier, so good stuff. Okay, so we're gonna. This is the rundown, folks. We're gonna count down all together. So when we get to the number 10, we'll count down. Shakora, we're gonna have you to kind of lead us in with 10, 9, 8, and then when we get to 1, in case you haven't seen Dick Clark, we're gonna say shout Happy New Year. After we say number one. Okay, so that's the official countdown. All right, so I'm real, real excited about it. So we're going to stay live on, and that's in about 4.5 minutes. So good stuff. So while we have this time, let me just remind everybody, this is New Year's Eve. One question for you guys. Have you guys ever been on radio when the new year came in?
Nope.
No. First time. This is my first time.
You'll be watching the ball drop on TV.
Oh,
I'm always
watching.
Oh,
this is going to be a test.
Yes, this is wow. Well,
we
got to
do a counting test. I didn't know that.
No. Listen, we've done this before where we had. We did the radio nighttime countdown, and it was such a warm and extraordinary feeling. And there's so many. I mean, we were packed with people tonight, packed, literally wall-to-wall people on air who were tuned in and enjoying the broadcast tonight. So this has been extraordinary, and no better way than to share it with my Vet Talk Radio folk family. And my real family who tuned in. And my nephew, who was also a veteran, who tuned in. So real good stuff.
I know that surprised you.
Wow. And and you know, Carrie, it's so funny that they brought a memory back to me when they said the location that they were at.
Yeah, where were they? I thought it's Philly, weren't they in Philly?
Downtown. They were downtown
they were
in Philadelphia.
You caught that? I didn't even catch all of that.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
We were just watching
Trading
Places, and that filmed out of Philly.
Oh, well, you know what, Noor Jahan, that is my favorite movie of all time, is Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. Yes. I love the two older men who made the bet. Whatever that is, that's my favorite movie, and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right. Yeah.
Or Ralph Bellamy
was
one of them.
Donna Meachie.
Ralph Bellamy
and Donna Meachie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
well,
and those guys go all the way back to what
the
30s. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. 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 Well, listen, I've got to say, folks, I'm so happy to have you guys on with us. I want to take a moment to thank everybody who was on the show tonight. We had a big, big lineup, including statewide Chip out of Philadelphia, including, of course, my amazing co-star, Shakora Rodriguez Bay from Brooklyn, including Michael Hopkins and his amazing panel of producers. We call Michael's Angels. Noor Jahan's with us at this time. And Katrina out of Paris, Texas. Katrina, that is. And so really good stuff. Nicole was with us earlier. She'll be back with us on Tuesday, I'm sure. And this has just been an incredible, incredible broadcast. So we're about to go into the countdown. So I'm super hyped about it. Oh, my. All right, we got everybody on live. So Shakora Rodriguez Bay, you are there live, and they're listening to you around the world. Michael Hopkins, you're on live. They're listening to you around the world. Noor Jahan, you're being heard all over the world. And Katrina, you're being heard everywhere.
So this is going to be absolutely remarkable. And we're going to pull this off. So get ready. We're about to go into our countdown, folks. Countdown time. It is a new year about to begin. And thank you so much, folks, for being part of this experience tonight. All right, and stay with us. We got another half hour to go on the show. So countdown, countdown. Okay, get ready to lead us in our countdown, Shakur Rodriguez Bay. All right.
I'm ready.
Folks. And then when Shakura is leading us, we'll all join in. With you. So right now it's about 30 seconds out. 30 seconds from 2022. Let's push 2021 down and step on it a couple of times. And let's move forward with 2022 right here live on the air, folks. Right here live.
Uh-oh.
I'm so excited. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I think we're getting close.
Yes, we are.
Ready?
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and take it away? All right, Shakur, are you ready?
Three. Yes.
Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. All right. Great job, Shakura. Nice job. Awesome. Good work. Good work. All right. Let's get on some Mariah Carey and let's keep things moving along. We'll be with you till 12:30. We're excited. This is one of my favorite versions of this song by the one and only MC we call Mariah Carey. It gets no better than that. And her version of this, which really kind of surprised a lot of folks, she's known as the Queen of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. She's the Queen of Christmas. Well, while we look for that, let's get on one of her. Let's get on, keep on jumping, and we'll look for Mariah's song. Stay with us.
Okay. We'll be right back.
live. Wow. All right. Shakur Rodriguez Bay. That was that was Keep on Jumping. A classic club song. You guys know we're big club heads out here in the East Coast. And just just awesome. We've got to get on Mariah Carey's Auld Lang Syne. It's not the new year until that plays. So why don't we go ahead, take care of business. And then Shakur and I will wrap things up. Stay with us.
Yes. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and no lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne, for auld lang syne.
Shakur Rodriguez Bay. You know, when you hear this song, Shakur, you can't help but think about the new year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it has been, right? And it has been just a time. I can't wait to join you on Wednesday or for you to join us on Wednesday's broadcast. We're getting ready. Well, I hope so, because we are jumping into the hair talk on Wednesday. Also, on Wednesday's show, in the middle of the broadcast from 7 to 8, Jossie will be back. She's making her final week appearance next week, so we want to certainly welcome her back as well. She'll be on Wednesday and Friday of next week. And so real good stuff, and so I'm excited. Yes, and you'll be on at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central.
Yes. Well,
so good stuff.
I am.
So it's a new year, no longer 2021, means I have to update everything. And I mean everything.
Yes.
I really do. I have to update everything. And so at least I can, I still have a paper calendar. How many of you folks out there got that? So I have a paper calendar I keep on the wall. You do too. So all of us old school folks.
Yes.
Want to say thank you. Shakur, I can't say it enough. Thank you. I mean, you've been on with us tonight. I want to thank the Vet Talk Radio folks, Michael Hopkins. I want to thank Katrina. I want to thank Nur Jahan. I want to thank Nicole. Mm-hmm. I want to thank all the folks who help us to do what we do. Arrington Gavin from Rugged Evolution Beard Care was on earlier. My own family joined us live on the air. Statewide Chip, we can't forget him. Statewide came on and woke us up with that. So I woke up. Whoa. Yeah. I said, okay, what an enjoy, but very talented young man. So out of Philadelphia. So really good stuff. So I cannot complain. It's been an amazing broadcast. Tuesday show is going to be packed. We're back on 6 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. So 6 in the morning till 9. You guys know Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're live all week. And Tuesday's show is very big. Again, we're welcoming our astrologer. She'll be with us on Tuesday's show. And so really, really nice things. And also, Smooth Black is on his way back to the broadcast as well. So we're going to fit him into our schedule probably in the next week. If not next week, he'll be on for sure the following week. He's also out on the West Coast, so we are glad to welcome him back to the lineup. And everything that we're doing. Don't forget Vet Talk Radio at 8:30 Eastern. Let me make sure I say that. 7:30 Central, so on Tuesday. So really good stuff. And again, you know, I think this is probably a good time to, again, pay tribute. As much joy that I felt through doing this broadcast tonight, my heart is still heavy from hearing that we lost just a trooper in the world of entertainment. And a great, you used the word earlier, Shakur, I don't know if you remember it, but you used the word humanitarian.
Yeah.
We're talking about Betty White, TV icon. Icon, literally. And for me, this is huge. I watch Betty every day here in New York. They have a game show channel, and she's always, all of her old game shows are there. So I was a fan of her on The Golden Girls. I was a fan of hers on Mary Tyler Moore's show. I followed her life when she was married to Alan Ludden from the game show Password. And so... you know, and also she starred in a TV show called Hot in Cleveland in recent years. And she even did a little video show. And, I mean, she had a full plate. So if there's anything that we can say to pay tribute, and we're sad because it's shocking and we're still all processing this, but she seemed to have lived the life that she chose to live. So. And she was extraordinary, a worldwide treasure, literally. And and there were some things left. And the one thing that has always stood out with me was Betty White. You know, there was a when she was on one of her shows, they would not, they did not want to have this particular actor because he was an actor of color, black actor, and she forced them to bring him on. And that's how he got the job, amongst many other things.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And she kept right on going. She was that kind of a broad, as we said, in all kindness, you know, tribute to her. And we just loved her, I really have to say. And we're going to miss her. I definitely feel she's going to be missed. I can tell you that much. And I will still, you know, these folks, they live on. When they live on TV, they live on the internet. You know, I can't tell you how often I'm scrolling and I'm listening to songs by artists who are no longer here that you would have forgotten about if you didn't come across their music, amazing music on the internet. And it's going to be the same with clips of Betty. They're already out there. So we are just, she's now finally with her great love, Mr. Alan Ludden. And all the rest, she's joined the rest of the Golden Girls.
Right.
And so we're going to, we're going to miss her here. So that's all that I have to say about it. It's really, you know, we're going to continue to be positive. We'll continue to cover this, of course, throughout our broadcasts next week as we return to the airwaves. We had a little bit of a break over the Christmas holiday and over the New Year's holiday, if you will, from live broadcasting. But we're back now. We'll be on the air on Tuesday morning. It'll be early mornings again for us. Amazing lineup of folks will be joining us. I'm so happy. I've got some surprise folks coming in. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Miracle Dr. Obeng will be back on the show. The people from the Sentencing Project, who we spoke about earlier with prison reform and all of that stuff, they'll be with us here on the show and talking about community efforts. New York City, we have a brand new mayor who was sworn in tonight about 15 minutes ago. And so we're welcoming him, yes, to office. And so I'm real happy about that. And just so many from the borough of Brooklyn here. We'll talk about that on the show next week. But lots of wonderful things. Shakur, do you have any resolutions? You know what the word was I was trying to find? Predictions. I wanted to make a prediction for, and then I'll listen back to the show a year from now, God willing. To see if my prediction comes true. So I'll give you my prediction, but first let me ask you, do you have any resolutions that you want to speak of tonight on the air?
You know, I when I think about it, I just want to say that, you know, I want to continue to do my best work and others to put their best foot forward, and you know, and remain positive, you know, coming into 2022, you know, and let's make it a great year. Let's always remember to put our best forward.
Cannot get said any better than that. It really can't.
Yeah.
Now I do have a prediction. My prediction for the year 2022, I got to get used to saying that. I really do. I've got to get used to saying 2022. But I'm happy to say it. And my prediction is this. I predict that all of this stuff about this pandemic will be over, will be over by May of 2022.
Right.
So that is my prediction. You don't even have to wait till December. We will take notes in May, and I'm going to play this right back when it's May of 2022. I'm going to play this on the Hair Radio Morning Show at that time and say this was my prediction. And Shakur, you are my witness. And all of you listeners and fans of the show, you guys are my witness to this, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, this is where we are. Listen, I wanted to get on. We've played a lot of the amazing classic club songs, but this is something that's not all that old and just slows it down a little bit, but it's such meaning in this song. So stay with us, folks. We've got more. Still got more to go. Stay with us.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tried to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Discover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful. she's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect, she don't understand. She's worth it, all that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror, help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, so you're beautiful. With stars, and we're beautiful. Oh, 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 oh.
Fisher. You guys know Lisa Fisher. She used to sing backup for Luther and a plethora of other artists. Shakira Rodriguez-Bey. That was one of my favorites. I love her so much. You guys know her from How Do I Ease the Pain and all that other wonderful, great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a chance to see her not too long ago when they named the street after Whitney's mother, Sissy, in Newark. I went to the street naming ceremony. I was invited. And Lisa performed there along with a whole bunch of other artists. Yeah, she's still doing her thing. So, listen, it's been quite an interesting show. It really has. It's been a little bit of a hodgepodge, a little different from our morning show. You know, I have to say, but I loved it. It was a lot of energy, a lot of people. There were a lot of buttons to hit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I must have hit 1,000. But I have to tell you, it was an experience that I wouldn't trade for all the tea in China. And this broadcast is a great way that you can build your library of where you were on New Year's Eve. And just remember that during this special time, this means so much to us here at the Hair Radio Show. It really does to have you to be part of this. And Shakur, you've just been extraordinary. You knocked it out of the park.
Oh, wow.
Tens across the board, as they say. So you did it up. So good job. So I'll see you back here on Wednesday, Shakura. And I think, yes. So we're going to go ahead. It's time to get our outro started. And we'll see you guys back here on Tuesday morning. And by the way, we will share this entire broadcast. Look out for my social media on Facebook and Twitter and all of that, because I'm going to put this into a podcast across 11 platforms, and we'll share it with the world. So you'll be able to play it from beginning to end. So I'll do that most likely tomorrow. So look out for it. Thanks so much. Here's the outro. Shakura, great job. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Carrie, you're amazing.
You got it. Awesome job. Okay, here's our outro, folks.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's that Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo, that's EVO.com for complete details on their products. Also, StimulatingRoots.com. Now, Stimulating Roots is a hair product growth system for women, for everybody, really. And how they spell it, I love this, is R-U-T-Z. Again, amazing hair product that supports healthy hair. And I say the secret is in their name, Stimulating Roots. That's really it. That's what actually grows the hair. Now, we're also taking a moment. Go to their site, StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's spelled R-U-T-Z. Is how they spell roots.com. Now, we're also thanking our entire advertising and promotions family for introducing our show fans to their great products and services. And you will find many of them right here in our website store. at www.hairadio.com. That's hairradio.com, spelled with just one R. Now, it's also been our honor to welcome our amazing Hair Radio Morning Show fans from coast to coast in the United States and North America to continents all around the world. Our many friends and family, folks over in Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, and our folks across the diaspora of Africa, of course. Now, we're also thanking our big fan base in Europe, folks over in Italy, Spain, France, England, and really all over there, some folks back here, right here in America, folks who join me from all different time zones. I broadcast from right here in Brooklyn, New York. The show is live from 6 in the morning to 9 Eastern. Again, that's Monday through Friday. So we're on the East Coast, and we're reaching folks who tune in from the Central Time Zone, from out in the West Coast Time Zone, and we are just honored, and we thank you. From New York to L.A. and from, you know, from Boston to Miami, Florida. So we just love you guys. Whether you're in Texas, Chicago, wherever you are, you can tune into this broadcast. And again, we thank all of our amazing fans and to the island. We haven't forgotten about you folks. We thank you. We welcome you. We appreciate your participation in our broadcast. Now, it's been my honor to pay tribute to some of our amazing guests also who join me right here for live interviews, including the biggest story in the whole country was all about Tessica Brown and the Gorilla Glue. Well, we had the very doctor, the miracle doctor, Dr. Obeng, right here on our show, all the way from Beverly Hills, California. He told us all about the incident. Also, I had a chance to chat with Beyonce's dad, Mr. Matthew Knowles. Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Lilia Bundles, was on with us. Also, and that was before she was on the Netflix show. I also wanted to mention, or before she created that, the book sponsored her show on Self-Made on Netflix. You guys know what I'm talking about. And from the famous Bronner Brothers family, we had one of the Bronner Brothers on. Bernard Bronner was my very special guest recently as well. Now, I had a chance to interview many, many folks from the world of music as well, of course, like Grammy winners Dionne Warwick, Gerald Austin from the Manhattans, to Broadway Tony Award-winning legends like the one and only music icon as well, Miss Melba Moore, to singers like CeCe Peniston, Allison Williams, Tony Terry, Lenny Williams, to other hair industry superstars like Kim Berry. You guys know she was the hairstylist to super legendary singer Prince for about 29 years. So we take music seriously on our daily broadcast, and we play some of your favorite songs, or mine, as well, right here on our show. And each show, we kind of use that to kind of encase each broadcast. Now, also remember to visit our website. We've got two. One is hairradio.com. That's spelled HAIradio.com with one R. So there you can shop. We have a big website store, but more importantly, we have our 24-hour, 7 days a week radio network there where you can click the play button and listen 24 hours a day, all the time. We feature original hair and beauty content, new radio shows, music, classic broadcasts, so much more. Please visit hairradio.com for that. Then our second website is our event.